Hello and welcome back to another edition of Simply Serie A, the Italian football podcast brought to you by 90 Min. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeon. I'm joined by the main man, the brilliant Vittorio Campanile, to trudge through this week's action. Vittorio, first of all, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you. And thanks for the presentation.
No problem at all, mate. No problem at all. There's only one place, really, isn't there, to kick off. Inter, of course, crowned champions of Italy this weekend. They beat relegated Crotone by 2-0. But of course, it was the result between Atalanta and Sassuolo that guaranteed Antonio Conte's men the championship. And yeah, it's all over. It's done and dusted. And I mean, from an outside perspective, Vittorio, I don't support anybody in particular in Italy, right? I'm a neutral who loves the game, enjoys the big matches. And so for me, actually, it's a good thing just to see somebody other than Juventus crowned champions of Italy. And I think it will create a wider interest in terms of Serie A around the world. First of all, there's no doubt about it, is there? Inter absolutely deserve this.
Yes, definitely. It was a matter of when, because if it wasn't this weekend, it was going to be the next one. The funny thing is, if we go back in time, just last December, there was rumors that Antonio Conte could be sacked. Let's not forget that Inter didn't start well. They got out of the Champions League. They arrived last in the group. So, you know, obviously Inter was targeting the Scudetto, but always going deeper and deeper in the Champions League was one of the goals. So the season didn't start very well. I thought in January things changed, where Eriksen finally step in and start playing consistently. Antonio Conte decide to put out Vidal and Kolarov, and there where Inter improved and become the team that is now. It's a very solid team, playing great football. And yes, as you were saying, it's positive when a new team come up and win the Scudetto. I think Juventus is in a very difficult situation. They will have to sell players, etc. So it's going to be interesting the next year. But yeah, it's refreshing to see Inter winning. And as you said, they completely deserve. We have to give credit to Inter, but at the same time, we have to say that the competitors pretty much disappeared in the last couple of months. Juventus is fighting for the Champions League position. AC Milan that was first in January, now they are again fighting for the last spot in the Champions League position. And in fact, it was Atalanta draw that gave the Scudetto to Inter. So this makes you think a little bit, right? Because the big teams that should be fighting for the Scudetto pretty much disappeared. So big credit to Inter, but also we have to point out that the other team collapsed in the last couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And the win over Crotone was a typical Antonio Conte Inter win, wasn't it? Deflected effort from Christian Eriksen, ran about 20 minutes from time, and then a last gasp goal when Inter broke on the counter-attack, Ashraf Hakimi scoring on the 92nd minute. But that just sums up the way Inter have been, haven't they? Very functional and able to get over the line when it matters.
Yeah, you know, the haters of Inter will say, it's a boring team, it's really not great football, it's annoying to see a match like that, etc. But, you know, in Serie A, the best defense win the Scudetto. It has always been like this, except last year with Juventus with Sarri. But the rule is, in Italy, the best defense wins the Scudetto. Inter has a very solid defense, and to be honest, Inter is scoring a lot of goals. So it's not that you say that Inter wins every match 1-0. No, they score a lot. They have even a very good offensive line, you know, Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez, Lautaro Martinez. So they are a very good team. Obviously, if you want to see Guardiola type of football, well, it's not that one. But you knew it. When you signed Antonio Conte, you knew what type of football you were getting. This is not a surprise, right? So you know what you get from Conte. And, I mean, you have to win at the end of the day. And Antonio Conte exactly did that. So, you know, I have nothing to say about that. I mean, that's Inter football. That's it.
Yeah, agreed. Completely agree. We'll come on to talk about the race for the Champions League positions in a moment because it is really heating up. Of course, Atalanta dropping points this week. Yep. Napoli, also dropping points. A team who, in my opinion, are out of the Champions League race, they are out of the Champions League race, is Roma. And Roma threatened earlier on in the season to make those Champions League spots. They're on the verge of going out of the Europa League after a really heavy defeat against Manchester United last Thursday. And we're hearing reports from Italy that Paolo Fonseca is refusing to resign from his position at Roma. So first of all, Vittorio, what can you tell us? Are Roma wanting him to resign? Do you think he should resign? And what the hell is going on at Roma?
Well, we all know that he will leave the team at the end of the season. I think his time is gone in Roma. He was an experiment, I would say, an interesting experiment, because he did well with Shakhtar. He has international experience. In fact, Roma reached the semi-final of the Europa League. I think the problem with Fonseca, he didn't adapt to Italian football. Now, I know a lot of English people thinks Italian football is a sort of B-level football. But the fact is that it's a very different type of football compared to Premier League, La Liga, Ligue 1, etc., etc. It's very tactical football, very defensive-minded football. So you have to adapt. You can bring something new, but you have to adapt. And I think Fonseca didn't adapt completely to the Italian football. And this is one of the results. The other thing, Harry, we have to be honest. At the end of the day, it's not the manager that goes in the pitch and play, other players. We have to say that in the last 3 years, I would say, the Roma squad has big problems. They have lost a lot of talent. This has to be said. Fonseca made mistake, obviously, but it's not that if Guardiola would have been the manager of Roma, Roma would have been top of the league. Dzeko is a very old player who is not at the same level of 3 years ago. I know this will hurt you, but Mkhitaryan has been the best player of Roma, and he's not a youngster, and we see him. When Mkhitaryan dropped off form or was injured, this team was losing a lot of talent. So Fonseca will leave the club at the end of the season. I don't think it's useful to kicking out him now. You still have to play Manchester United Thursday, and you have at least to try to get something out of that. And at the moment we are talking, Roma is fighting for a spot in the Confederation Cup. Being out of all the European competition would be terrible for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And just looking at sort of looking back on the game, obviously they were beaten by Sampdoria, by the way, who deserve a shout out, because Claudio Ranieri's done a really good job there. I remember we were talking last season with Tommy about Sampdoria being in trouble, and now they're in ninth under Claudio Ranieri and they're going very well. But just, you know, looking at that Roma side, Spinazzola, Paolo Lopez, Veretout, Diawara, Perez, Pedro, and Lorenzo Pellegrini were all out of the game. So you're right, the squad, it isn't as good as it should be. It isn't as good as it once was. And when you've got that many players out, you can't, it's very difficult, isn't it? But I think what's happening with Paolo Fonseca is it seems to be disappointment after disappointment. And now they're at a point where they're really at a crossroads. They're not going to turn around the Europa League semi-final against Manchester United. I must say, when they drew level to 1-1 and then went 2-1 up, I thought, ooh, we've got an interesting tie here. But obviously Manchester United blew them away. But yeah, I think you're right. I mean, doing away with Fonseca now, what difference is that going to make? You know, they're not going to qualify for the Champions League. It feels a bit reactionary to me.
No, and the other point is that there have been rumors for, I think, at least 4 months that some of the players were against Fonseca. We know there had been issue with Dzeko, who was the captain and finished out of the squad for a couple of weeks. Other players don't love Fonseca. Pedro Neto, had discussion with the manager a couple of times when he was sub. He went to the bench and complained with the manager. So there are players not happy about Fonseca. And this is a problem because, as I said, players get in the field. And if you don't trust the manager, you won't do what he's asking you to do. And the result usually is terrible, as we're seeing. So I can see that players are probably talking with the sport director and say, hey, I'm sick about Fonseca. Let's get rid of him and we're going to do much better, which I don't think is going to happen. But, you know, the owner are in a tough situation because the players are asking to sack the manager. But I don't think the owner at the same time know, well, it's useless now to sack the manager. And who are we going to get now with, you know, 4 matches to the end of the season? So it's a tough situation. I think this summer, the owner has to get rid of a lot of players inside the team and do a small revolution inside Roma.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's a report that's coming out from Il Messaggero. I don't know if I've said that right, where they're saying that there are four people in line to take over the Roma job on an interim basis. So, I mean, it sounds crazy to me. It sounds crazy to me that Paolo Fonseca's in the job and they're talking about four interim managers sort of waiting in the wings.
Well, it's at least a couple of months that there are rumors. A lot of newspaper, Roma website are talking about Sarri or Allegri going to take the job of Fonseca. I doubt Allegri would be interested in a team like that. Allegri is a manager who wants to win, who wants to get in a team that is ready to win, and I don't think Roma is that type. Sarri could be an interesting point because obviously he's been out 1 year. He didn't find the market he was hoping for. And Roma have a couple of interesting youngster players. I don't think Sarri would be getting the job today. He would probably wait transfer market, get the players he want, and then sign in. But still, Roma is a big team. So, you know, for a rising manager, a manager who wants to do a step forward, Roma could be an interesting club to go. As I said, there are some problems there. Zeko, who is the captain, top scorer, etc., he's very old. I think he's done. Mkhitaryan, who kept the team going this year as well. We are talking about a player who passes big time. Pedro, who was signed this year, didn't do as expected. So it's not easy to turn things around. Fonseca is to blame, but I said the players as well has to take responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd take the Roma job. I'd take it. if they're looking for someone, give me a shout. Going back to the Champions League race, though, there was a few clubs who dropped points this weekend. One of them being Atalanta, as we've already mentioned. That's why Inter were crowned champions. They were held to a 1-1 draw at Sassuolo. And whenever I look at Atalanta and I look at their results, I never want to criticize them, because whenever I think about criticizing them, I look at the Serie A table and I see a side who you would argue there's no argument about it. They are smaller than Roma, than Lazio, than Napoli, than Milan, than Juve, than Inter, yet they sit second in the Serie A table. So even if they were to finish anywhere in the top four, it would be a really good season again, wouldn't it, from Gasperini? And definitely, how good is the job that he's doing there? Because I think people from the outside of Italy maybe don't appreciate how great he has done with this club.
Yes, absolutely. And to be honest with you, I was surprised to see Atalanta dropping points against Sassuolo. It's true, they had a red card. The goalkeeper has been sent off after 10, 15 minutes. So it's been really hard to play one half in 10 men. And then Sassuolo got a red card, so things got a little bit better. But Atalanta has the perfect manager, I think. Gasperini is perfect for that type of club. And the perfect sport director, because he's the one getting all this young and unknown talent. You know, Deron now is very famous in Italy, but no one knew him a couple of years ago. Zapata was a player that Napoli didn't want, and Atalanta was good enough to sign him, and he's now one of the best scorers in Serie A. Muriel, it looked to be a Finnish player. So they are very good in getting these players that nobody knows, and Gasperini is able to take out of them the best. And Atalanta is a very... We say that Inter is boring. Well, Atalanta is completely the opposite. Atalanta is a very exciting team to watch. They score a lot. They allow a lot of goals. Because against Sassuolo could have easily scored 3-4 goals this weekend. Same thing about Atalanta, to be honest. This match could have easily finished 4-0. But I think, honestly, in this Champions League fight, Atalanta and Napoli are the favorite. I was really surprised to see them both dropping points. And I say today, I wouldn't be surprised if Atalanta finished the season second.
Yeah, and they deserve it if they did as well, because they've quietly snuck up on, you know, we were all talking about Milan and Juve and challenging Inter, and they've snuck up on the pack, and they've overtaken the pack, which has been really, really impressive. You mentioned Napoli. Obviously, they dropped points, 1-1 draw with Cagliari at the Stadio Diego Armando Maradona. And it was Nandez's goal in the 94th minute that denied Gennaro Gattuso's side all 3 points. Now, a 94th minute equaliser must be difficult to swallow. But will Napoli feel like they should have put the game to bed? Was it as close an encounter as the scoreline suggests?
Yeah. We said at the beginning that Inter deserved the Scudetto, but the other teams, the competitors, didn't show up. Well, I still think that Napoli had the team to fight for the Scudetto this year, especially in a year where Juventus didn't show up. Napoli had, for me, a lot of chances, and they failed. So I think they know they have to be disappointed, because they have, especially when you consider the strikers, the midfielder, Napoli has so many quality players there. And the match against Cagliari showed everything. The good things, Napoli scoring with Osimhen, a new player who came in this year, started really well, then struggled a little bit with injury. Now he's back in form. But you should have closed that match. Yes, it's true. There was Napoli score a second goal that was disallowed. I really don't understand. I didn't see the foul on Godin. So for me, it was 2-0. But it has been disallowed anyway. You have 90 minutes to put in bed this match, and they didn't. And Cagliari is a good team. Cagliari is a team that is fighting for relegation. They need points. They need points. And they get it against Napoli because they fought till the last minute. So this is, in a nutshell, the season of Napoli. Incredible team, very talented, wasted points.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's move on and talk a little bit about Milan. Of course, they're holding on to fourth spot now. And people were talking about them winning the title, and they're literally holding on. There's 2 points between them in fourth and Napoli in fifth now. And Milan got a victory under their belts this weekend, though, against Benevento, managed, of course, by Milan legend Pippo Inzaghi. But that result has pushed Pippo Inzaghi's Benevento side towards relegation.
Yeah.
Milan, though, they'll be pleased, won't they? Because they've looked really average lately. So to get the win with nice early goal from Calhanoglu and then Theo Hernandez adding in the second half, that early goal will have settled Milan's nerves, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely helped. Definitely helped. We are seeing a Milan that is really struggling. In the last 2 months, we didn't see the same Milan we saw last year. But we have to point out that even if they're not playing great football at all, they're still finding a way to get points. Yes, they lost 2 matches in a row, but they were able to beat Benevento, who is really struggling now. Benevento looked like a good team a couple of months ago. Now they're really losing something. They're not able to get points. And so I don't know if they will be able to stay in Serie A this season. I thought that Milan could finish out of the top four, but at the same time, they're getting points without playing well. Now, next weekend, there's going to be the probably turning point of the season. There's Milan-Juventus. So one of the two teams will lose points. Who wins? I think it's safe. We'll get to the Champions League. The team that lost, that lose the match, will be out. If they draw, then the situation will be complicated for both teams. And to be honest, they both won this weekend, but they both played terrible. So I would say Juventus is likely favorite because playing a little bit better than AC Milan. But I don't know. Both teams are really struggling. So it's going to be an exciting match. Don't know if it's going to be great football, but it's going to be interesting to see who wins.
Absolutely. Indeed. And talking about that Champions League race, just to kind of round up on that, Lazio, they got another victory, 4-3 win over Genoa. It's their 11th consecutive home win. But Genoa didn't make it easy for Lazio, did they? 4-3 in the end. How did it go, Vittorio?
Well, Genoa is an interesting team. We have to say that since Ballardini took the job, this team that it looks like had no chance, now it's pretty much safe. Lazio played probably the best match of the season for 70 minutes. They were up 4-1, playing great football. And then suddenly, a stupid penalty for Genoa, and Genoa scored and went 4-2. And then immediately, 1 minute afterwards, another mistake, another goal. So Genoa was 4-3 with 10 minutes to go. And it was really scary for Lazio fan, because Lazio needs to win all the remaining match to have a chance to get to the Champions League. So they needed badly this win, and they got it. But I mean, I lost 10 years of my life in the last 10 minutes of that match. So
you aged 10 years during that.
Absolutely.
Well, looking at it now, the Serie A table as it stands, Atalanta in second on 69 points, Lazio down in sixth are on 64. So just 5 points separate those sides. But of course, Lazio have a game in hand. And if they win that game in hand, they'll close the gap on Napoli, whose goal difference is superior, but at least they'll be level on points. So there's so much to play for, Vittorio. It's going to be a really exciting end to the season, isn't it? Even if the Scudetto race is done.
Yeah, because with the Atalanta and Napoli dropping points, now Lazio has 5 points from the fourth, but at the same time, 5 points from the second team. So it's incredible. And Atalanta fixture is quite easy, I would say, even though they lost points against Sassuolo, who has nothing to fight for. But if you go and see Milan and Juventus fixture, that's not very easy because Juventus has Milan the next time, the next match, and then they have Inter. And I'm sure I tell you now that Antonio Conte wants to go to the Juventus stadium and win and prove everybody that, hey, I win with the Scudetto with Inter and I'm going to beat Juventus again and show that they made the wrong decision to fire me. So, you know, Juventus could lose two matches, and if they lose, they could drop out of the Champions League. And this would be unbelievable because at the beginning of the season, we said Inter probably is the favorite, but Juventus is just there behind them. So we were thinking Juventus, at worst that they can do, it's second place. Instead, now they're risking the fifth position out of the Champions League.
Yeah, and do you think that would spell the end for Andrea Pirlo at Juve if they were to miss out on the Champions League? We mentioned it last week. There were some comments, wasn't there, from Juve's sporting director where he says, yeah, he'll be our manager if we're in the Champions League. Do you think they'll follow through on that? Do you think they'll act on that if Juve do miss out?
I think my personal opinion is that Pirlo is already out, even if they qualify for the Champions League. I can see Allegri back. I can see this summer Allegri back. There already have been rumors. There have been contacts between Agnelli and Allegri. I'm pretty sure that whatever happens, even if Juventus finish second, which is quite hard to see it happening, I think that Pirlo is done.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think so too. And you're right. There have been lots of rumors, lots of speculation regarding a return for Max Allegri, which would be, I think, too appealing to Juventus to turn down when they look at where they
But at the same time, Harry, it would be a little bit shocking because this was Andrea Agnelli's decision, right? He said, no, I want to win playing great football. So that's why I hired Sarri. Things didn't work out, and he said, well, I'm going to take Andrea Pirlo because he's the maestro, etc. Again, things didn't work out. So, you know, Agnelli has to admit that he was wrong and go back to Max Allegri, which, you know, for normal people, it's normal. But for people like Agnelli that believe that they are God or something like that, it's not easy to admit, hey, I made a mistake, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Agnelli's made a few mistakes, hasn't he, over the last few months? There's no doubt about that. He's up there as one of the most disliked men in football, I think, at the moment. And he's not doing himself any favours. But right, we're going to leave it there. Great chat. Lovely to talk to you again, Vittorio. Let me quickly run through the results from Serie A this week. Week 34 in the competition. Bologna 3, Fiorentina 3, Crotone 0, Inter 2, Lazio 4, Genoa 3, Milan 2, Benevento 0, Napoli 1, Cagliari 1, Sampdoria 2, Roma 0, Sassuolo 1, Atalanta 1, Torino 1, Parma 0, Udinese 1, Juventus 2, Verona 1, Spezia 1. So that was the results from week 34 in Serie A. We're going to be back very, very soon with more Serie A content. Until then, take care of yourselves. Ciao.